Let's talk about today's sponsor, Let's Get Checked. So, people, it's really important to know, like, what your status is, where you're at, especially those in the dating community. Let's Get Checked not only does STD testing, but they do hormone testing, cholesterol testing, you name it, they pretty much do it. Ever important to know what's going on in your body, and ever important to share that with your partner, too. So, Let's Get Checked makes professional health testing easy by letting you get tested without having to visit a healthcare provider. How awesome is that? You can order a testing kit that will be delivered to you in discreet packaging with next day delivery. Once your sample arrives in the lab, confidential results will be available from your secure online account within 2 to 5 days. Your results are reviewed by a clinician, and a member of the Let's Get Checked nursing team may call you to review your results. Let's Get Checked laboratories are CLIA approved and CAP accredited, which are the highest ranking levels of accreditation, giving you a lot more confidence and security when using Let's Get Checked. So, if you want to avoid an uncomfortable office visit, like me, and get tested at home, visit trylgc.com/dddweird and get 25% off your testing using code DDDweird25. Happy testing! Okay, I don't want to give away too much too soon on today's guest, but let me just say he's a very special guy and very close to my heart. We've got some advice for single parents and the kids who love them. Oops, did I say too much? Well, let's just jump right into some dating, divorced, and downright weird. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you think you might be feeling depressed, stressed, anxious, overwhelmed, or like me, all of the above, BetterHelp is here to help. BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you. Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience. Also, you can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime. Special offer to Dating, Divorced, and Downright Weird listeners, get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/dddweird. That's betterhelp.com/dddweird. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring Dating, Divorced, and Downright Weird. Our next guest is super special to me. I'm going to try and get through this, folks, without crying, so just be prepared and bear with me. I'm also getting a solid eye roll from him as we speak, so which par. After retiring from his 7-year soccer career, he's now going back and forth between baseball and football. Quite the athlete, I might add. Not only is he an athlete who's not afraid to try new things, but he's also a straight-A student. Bala! He's the most compassionate and thoughtful 11-year-old I know. And trust me, I've met a few youngsters. They ain't like him. He has an abundance of friends, an impeccable taste in music and movies, thanks to the little bit of influence from me, and honestly, one of the funniest humans I know. He actually volunteered to be on the podcast and talk about what it's like to be and raised by single and divorced parents and be a kid of divorced parents. And he's gracious enough to share these experiences with us. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my son, EJ. My favorite son, too. What's up, Betty? Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, was that a pretty solid intro? Did I get it? Did I miss
anything?
Oh,
yeah, you got it. You got
it. Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Well, you give me good gifts, so therefore I can talk kindly about you. No, I'm just kidding. No, you're thebomb.com. So we had talked about a few weeks ago in one of our many mother-son conversations about how not only are you the product of divorced parents, but basically all your friends were, which is something I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's pretty spot on. So this is, like, the norm for you guys.
Yeah, it's a lot – I would say it's a lot more common now than it would be, say, like, 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
For sure. So. Well, and I think it was fairly common when I was your age, but not as common as it is now, which makes me question marriage altogether, but that's another podcast for another time.
Yeah.
So walk me through that. What's it like – I guess let's start with – what has your experience been like as a kid of divorced parents? And then how do you compare that, or do you compare that to other friends whose parents have also gotten divorced? Let's start with your experience first.
So my experience is when I was a kid, I didn't really understand it.
Right.
And, like, I didn't really understand the concept of marriage, divorce, all of that.
I still don't understand it, so good on you that you do, so.
And so, at first, it was really new to me, and it was challenging because, like, I would settle in for 5, 2, 3, 4, however many days at mom or dad's house, and then I would go to a separate house, and that would just be kind of challenging because it was just like, I'm here and then I'm there.
Right.
And like, especially when I'm going to school, because maybe like I forget to bring my backpack to a certain parent's house or something, so then they have to drop it off like the night of like
the night before you have to go to school or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it creates a different level of stress that kids with married parents just can't understand.
But you get used to it after a few years.
Yeah.
Like, when did you guys, you and my dad divorce?
Split
like,
up. So we...
Four? I
we
was four
separated
or five?
When you were four. We divorced. Yeah, our divorce was final your first year of elementary school. So, yeah. And you're, like I said, he's 11. So, you know, we have been apart more of your life than we were together.
So it's, I've definitely like understood now, and like it's easier for me now because I've been doing it for so long. It's just
it's
a sense
of
normalcy for me.
Right. So it's, I was going to say it's just like second nature to you because we've been doing this, you know, sort of, you mentioned two and then you mentioned five. And so I want to add on to that. So for folks that are divorced or for folks that are thinking about getting divorced and have kids, listen up, take notes. We do a 2-5-5-2 schedule, which means I have my son 2 days a week. My ex-husband has my son 2 days a week. And then our long weekend consists of 5 days, right? So I'll have him 2 days. My ex-husband will have him two. I'll have a long weekend where I'll have him for 5 days. You know, my ex-husband will get him for two. I'll get him back for two. My ex-husband will have him for five days. So anyways, when your dad tried to explain the concept to me about the 2-5-5-2, it was very, very just confusing to me. But I mean, just like you, like, that's our thing. You know, Mondays and Tuesdays, you're with me, right?
Yep. Wednesdays and Thursdays, I'm with my dad.
That's right.
And then say it's your long weekend, I go with you from Friday to Wednesday morning.
Right.
And then say it's my dad's long Wednesday,
you're
I go with
him. You're going to go immediately into the long weekend with him.
Friday to when? Monday?
No, you're going to go Wednesday to
Wednesday. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so, yeah, but it's you're right. I mean, just like you said, you know, it took a couple years to get used to. It definitely took me a couple years to get used to. It's interesting that you're talking about how, you know, it was really, really hard going back and forth. And you said something, I mean, as a very young child, I mean, probably 6 or 7, that has still always hung with me. And I think one of us were talking to you about keeping up with your stuff and your backpack and your things and blah, 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 blah. And your rebuttal was, you know what? You guys don't have to go anywhere, right? Like, I never get to be settled. I never truly feel like I'm settled down or I'm at home, because the second I get comfortable at mom's house, I got to go to dad's house. And the second that I get comfortable at dad's house, I got to turn around and go to mom's house, right? And so I know that was a challenge for you, but it's like, once you said that, that hit me like right square between the eyes. And I was like, dear God, that is so perceptive, and shame on me for not, you know, having a better read on the situation. But I'm glad you said it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it just, I just couldn't relate, because you're right. I wasn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it was Monday or Friday or Thursday.
And even as a kid, you weren't.
Right. No.
Yeah, you weren't. Yeah.
No. So you've had a few friends go through this, you know, divorce with their parents.
Yeah.
Right? After your dad and I had parted ways, when you have seen other friends go through it, did you kind of feel like the expert, or like you had advice to offer? Like, how did that work for you?
Not the expert, just like I've had experience, so maybe I could give some advice.
Mm-hmm.
So like, say for instance, I think he was going through it about second and third grade.
Right.
I was kind of there for him because like I knew mostly. Like, it was second and third grade, so I was still kind of new to it.
Yeah.
But I still, like, was like, oh, I've been doing this for a few years, so maybe I could give you a few tips. Or,
Do you remember what your advice was like to him, even as a 7-year-old?
Just never try to settle, because you're not going to be settled for long. And, like, just try to get used to it, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're going to be doing this most likely forever. Yeah. I mean, until you're an adult.
Until you're 18, at least, for sure. Right.
Because, I mean, it's very unlikely that they would, like, get back together or whatever.
Absolutely. So, do you feel like, do you feel like you were able to help him in the process?
I mean, I don't really know what his home's life like. Yeah. I mean, we've had a few sleepovers, but that's nothing. So, I mean, I don't really know. I mean, I hope it helped him.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did. Let me ask you this. From your perspective, do you see a difference in kids your age and kids that are products of divorce versus kids that are products of parents that are still married? Can you basically have a few sentences or a few conversations with some kids, and without them even telling you, can you go, that kid's from divorced parents or that kid's from parents that are married? Or?
I wouldn't say I could pick them out that easily, but if I get to know a kid, I could definitely, like, say I have two friends and one has divorced parents and one doesn't.
Yeah.
I could definitely tell a difference in them, because they really just don't, like, know what it's like.
Yeah.
For their parents not to, like, have that love for each other or have that respect for each other, you know?
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Let me ask you this. So, and this is me speaking about our situation personally, and this is totally my opinion. Correct me if I'm wrong, but your dad and I have a pretty good working relationship.
Oh, yeah.
As far as divorced parents. Do you have friends that maybe don't have as good of a situation?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't really know their parents' situation, but I know, like, Nan and Neil Shan are, like, still take care of it well. Like, their parents are, like, they have good, like, communication and stuff. Because I was in the car with Miller one time going to his dad's house, and his mom was driving us there.
Yeah.
And, like, they were just, like, communicating, like, oh, do you want me to go pick up groceries, like, for them, like, something for them to eat or something like that. Like, I would say most divorced parents still have that teamwork, kind of.
The smart ones do.
The smart ones do, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Which I think makes a big difference, because I think...
It really does.
I've seen adults who have very tumultuous relationships with their former spouses, and we won't name any names. I'm sure there's a few that come to mind. And I really think that it has a tremendous, tremendous impact on kids.
It definitely does.
Especially if your kids are a little bit older. So, like you said, you were so young, you don't really remember me and your dad being together. And you don't, you know, like, so therefore you can't really remember any issues or anything, which we didn't really air that out in front of you anyway. But what I'm saying is, I think the older kids are, you know, and then parents decide to part ways. I think
the harder it is.
Absolutely on the kids.
That's definitely true. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. As a person who has started exploring dating and relationships, and folks, I will tell you, I was not asked permission, but I will also coach and guide you and say, the more you can communicate with your child instead of punishing them for something you don't necessarily believe in, the more they're going to communicate with you. So I say all that to say, you potentially have a girlfriend, but if you don't, that's okay too. My question is, has the divorce or being a child of divorced parents given you pause or hesitation about, you know, having a girlfriend in the future or maybe getting married in the future?
I wouldn't say I really think about that much, but
Thank God. Thank God. That's a great answer.
Like, if maybe I'm in a relationship, I might be like, oh, I know my parents didn't work out well, so maybe I try to make the best of my relationship I have right here and not take it for granted.
Ooh, I like that. Not take it for granted. That's so important. I know several men you need to talk to. I can line them up for you. So how do you do that? I mean, is it just having an open, honest, you know, conversation with your dating partner? Or, like, what do you feel like, if you've seen anything in the way that your dad and I are with each other or in relationships, you know, what would you do, like, either one of us, and what would you do differently?
So, I mean, I would just be honest, mm-hmm. always. Don't avoid being like, oh, well, yeah, I think that's amazing or whatever. And, like, really, you think, like, oh, no.
That's why? Terrible. Yeah. So always just speak your truth.
Yeah.
I think that's wise words, wise beyond your years, for sure. But you're not, like, you're not freaked out at the idea that, you know, one day you would like to get married too just because me and dad didn't work out. Like, that doesn't bother you at all?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, I think any relationship could work. You just have to make it work.
That's right. Yeah. And all relationships are work.
It has to be, like, a solid relationship. It can't be, like, two people who definitely aren't right for each other.
He gets his wisdom from me, folks.
Oh, definitely.
Let's talk about today's sponsor, Let's Get Checked. So, people, it's really important to know, like, what your status is, where you're at, especially those in the dating community. Let's Get Checked not only does STD testing, but they do hormone testing, cholesterol testing, you name it, they pretty much do it. Ever important to know what's going on in your body, and ever important to share that with your partner, too. So, Let's Get Checked makes professional health testing easy by letting you get tested without having to visit a healthcare provider. How awesome is that? You can order a testing kit that will be delivered to you in discreet packaging with next day delivery. Once your sample arrives in the lab, confidential results will be available from your secure online account within 2 to 5 days. Your results are reviewed by a clinician, and a member of the Let's Get Checked nursing team may call you to review your results. Let's Get Checked laboratories are CLIA approved and CAP accredited, which are the highest ranking levels of accreditation, giving you a lot more confidence and security when using Let's Get Checked. So, if you want to avoid an uncomfortable office visit, like me, and get tested at home, visit trylgc.com/dddweird and get 25% off your testing using code DDDweird25. Happy testing! Let me sort of switch gears on the conversation a little bit. So, you just recently went from being an only child to now one of five.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So, walk us through, well, tell us about the situation. You just tell us the story.
So, recently, my dad got married.
Right.
And his wife, Angela, mm-hmm. has 4 kids. And, I mean, it's easier for me because they've been dating for about 5 years now and they just got married. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I'm like, oh, I don't really know this kid or whatever, because I've basically grown up with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I've spent half my life with them.
Right.
So, I mean, I know them, mm-hmm. but living with them and knowing them is a big difference, because you got, like, everybody right. cramped up in the same house.
Right.
But, I mean, it's not that bad, because it's not like it's like a two-room house. Like,
yeah.
Everybody has their own room and, like, right. has their privacy.
That's nice.
And
which is a big deal to you.
Yeah, it's just been different since with me and my dad. It's been like, oh, we'd just be, like, watching a TV show together or, like, but with them, we, like, just pick a movie together. And, like, when me and my dad lived in the condo together, we'd watch, like, we'd go through shows, like, The Walking Dead, mm-hmm. we were watching that. And
like you and I go through The Office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and my dad were watching The Walking Dead in the condo, and we still are. But now, we, like, watch, like, 3 episodes a month, maybe.
So
we used to watch
dynamic.
It every night.
So yeah. it's changed the dynamic of your relationship a little bit, because your yeah. dad probably feels a little bit more responsible for sharing his time with everybody else in the household too. And it's not just you and him anymore.
Yeah.
So was there a conversation about that when you guys were, or when your dad and Angela were joining forces?
I mean, my dad warned me, and we both knew it would be a lot different.
Yeah.
But it's just, you really don't understand it until you have it, like, have siblings. Especially if you're an only child, you go from being an only child to having, like, four other siblings like I have. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's a big change. It's a big change because you've been the central focus for, you know, over 11 years, and then all of a sudden you're one of one to one of five, and so I can imagine. Actually, I can't imagine.
Yeah,
how,
you can definitely.
How much different that would be. But let me ask you. So I think that's great that you bring up the point about, yes, you knew them. Yes, you knew them really well, but it's so different to live together.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, that is the conversation that was shared with me before I married your dad, was it's like, hey, yes, you've known this person for a long time, but you never truly know somebody until you live with them.
Oh.
And I'm almost kind of glad that you've had this experience. I mean, I'm definitely not upset about the fact that you've had this experience. I'm glad that your dad has, you know, met someone nice and good for him, and she has good kids and they're good to you. And, you know, as an ex-wife and a, you know, whatnot, former spouse, that's all you can hope for your child when they are put into that situation. You know, at this point, it's, you don't get to really dictate or have a say-so in who your ex dates. All you can hope for is that they choose somebody that treats them well and treats your kiddo even better. And I really lucked out in this situation. But I was going to say, you know, that whole, you know, dynamic of going from being with your dad all the time to, you know, sharing time with him and, you know, five other people in the house. You know, I get that's really different. I'm also glad that you identify with the fact that you don't really know people or understand people until you live with them, because that's sort of, I feel like, teed you up for later in life to know, hey, I'm dating this girl. Hey, I really like her a lot. Hey, I think I might want to live with her and join forces. But you get to refer back to this experience and go, this is still going to be different. I'm not truly going to know her until we are under the same roof. And that doesn't get to happen until you're 35 anyway, so it's fine. So you've got another, you know, 24 years to hang out. He's shaking his head at me right now. Just don't make me a grandmother until I'm at least like 50. Give me, oh no, way beyond that. More like 55. 50. More like 55, 60. Yeah. Yeah.
50?
Yeah. That's only in 9 years.
I would be having kids at 21.
Yeah. I didn't do the math. I lied.
Yeah.
Let's just take it back to 35. Okay. That's much better.
32.
Well, okay, so let's talk about now being a sibling. What does that mean to you, going from being an only child to being a sibling?
Living with just, I mean, kids are annoying. I'll admit it right now. Kids are very annoying.
And you're the youngest, which is funny coming from you.
I know. I mean, I can be annoying, but kids are annoying. So it's just like living with, like, it's hard to describe because, like, you don't really know until you're actually there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just every day, like, constantly. Like, this one thing happens, like, your day could be
turned upside down.
Yes.
Because of somebody else that you're sharing space with.
And it could be annoying. But at the same time, they're your siblings. Like, they can be the worst thing in the world or the best thing in the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, last night we went to Topgolf. Me and my dad were just, like, chilling there, hitting some balls.
Oh, that's fun.
And, I mean, it was fun. It was, like, a 4 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
When Moses and Angela got there, it was, like, a 20 out of 10 because we were constantly just laughing our butts off because, like, we were just making jokes and stuff and messing around, and it's just, the more, like, this doesn't go for all the time, this goes for sometimes, the more the merrier, but mm-hmm. sometimes you just want it to be just you, or mm-hmm. like, just me and my dad, or just mm-hmm. me, my dad and Angela, or whatever.
Yeah. So, you speak pretty highly of Angela, and I gotta say, she's a pretty good choice for your dad.
Yeah.
So, he hit the nail on the head as far as picking out a new wife and a stepmom for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, he didn't pick her out, I wouldn't say. I would say he more of, like, just, like, found a girl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I remember, I think the first time I met all of them was in College Park. Me and my dad went there, and we saw them on a, what's it called? The thing you, like, sit on?
Carousel?
No.
A bench?
No, like, at a picnic.
Oh, like a blanket?
Sure.
Okay,
whatever.
We'll go with that. Well, we can envision a picnic.
My mind is just blank. And so they were just chilling, and, like, my dad and Angela had already known each other because I think Angela cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
And for, like, clean my dad's house or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went over there. I was, like, 5, 6. Mm-hmm. I think I had just turned either 5 or 6. We went over there, and, like, we threw frisbee and football with them and had a great time. And I was like, they're really fun. And, I mean, they were really fun, but I never knew they would be...
It did not register with you then that was going to be somebody your dad was going to be
hanging out
with.
Like, if you would have told me then that they would be my siblings,
uh-huh.
I would be like, I wouldn't say anything. I would just probably pass out.
Right.
Because I would be so shocked.
Right.
So it's honestly just crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Having, just going from 1 to 4 just like that, or 5.
Yeah. Yeah, you sound a little still mind blown, if I'm being really honest.
Still can't figure out what it's called. I mean, is it a blanket? I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about. Awesome.
Yep.
So let me ask you this. For a kid that is pretty much a seasoned veteran as far as a product of divorce and now a new sibling because your dad got remarried and all the things, you really are kind of a seasoned vet and you speak so well about it. What would be
sometimes?
Sometimes. Yeah, we'll take it today. You're doing great. What would be your advice to the kids of parents that are potentially on the verge of divorce? What would you tell them?
Just make every second count, because, I mean, having a, like, family that loves each other, mm-hmm. like, truly loves each other, mm-hmm. is everything.
Yeah.
Like, to have 5 minutes of that would be amazing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, make every second count, because it's going to be, if their parents are eventually going to break up, it's just like that, and then you wish you could go back, but you can't, you know?
Meaning, wish you could go back and be with both parents?
Not with both parents, but just having both parents in that mindset of, like, loving each other and not being, like...
I see what you're saying.
You know?
Yeah, I gotcha. So just don't take time for granted with your parents.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I mean, that, even if they're not divorced, because, like, don't take time for granted with them even if they're together, because you might turn 18 and you're out of the house and
mm-hmm.
see them, like, 2 times a month, maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so definitely just...
I mean, you won't, but other 18-year-olds might one day.
Oh, yeah, I'll come over every night, trust me. We're going to have our Uno.
That's right. So that's your advice to kids about to go through it. What would be your advice to kids of parents that are still together? Same thing?
Like, that, and parents that would stay together?
Yeah.
Like, are going to stay together?
Yeah.
Enjoy it? You're lucky.
Do you feel like you're unlucky?
I wouldn't say I'm unlucky. I would say it's unfortunate that happened, but that's really just who I am. Like, that's my code, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, a part of me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wouldn't be the same today. And
right.
I wouldn't want to change anything about my life, because it might change everything about my life.
God, you're so smart.
I know.
I can't believe you're my kid. And humble, too. Okay. So, typically the way that we wrap this thing up, right, is we do, like, a rapid-fire questionnaire, right?
Oh, Lord. Right.
So, since you've dipped your toe in the water of having a girlfriend, and again, we won't, she will remain nameless,
mm-hmm.
right? We're gonna touch on that here in a minute, okay? Is she product? She, her parents are divorced too, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I met them at graduation. Yeah. Okay. So, lightning round questions, and then we're gonna close it out, right? Will you come back on this podcast and give us more advice for preteens and teenagers?
What do you think?
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Obviously.
This is amazing.
Awesome. I love it. Okay, so lightning round questions. Here we go. Girls are...
They're different.
Okay. Boys are...
different.
So boys and girls are both different.
Yeah, they're just emotionally just two different things, you know?
You really are brilliant. Okay.
I know.
The one thing that makes me really scared.
Scared?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get scared.
Vecna, maybe.
Oh. Stop it.
When I get married, my partner will...
love me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, obviously. Jinx, forfeit.
The most attractive thing to me is...
Life.
Okay. What about the most attractive thing in another partner? In your girlfriend, for instance?
Blondes.
Okay.
I'm a blonde guy all the way.
You really are. We got to talk about that after this podcast, though. Independence is...
Independence is independence.
Okay. And then honesty is...
It's very important in anything, relationships, school, anything, like work.
Agreed. I was going to say necessary. Awesome. And last but not least, what's your favorite podcast?
So, Smartless is out there,
mm-hmm.
but then there's this one podcast called Dating, Divorced, and Downright Weird.
I like it.
It's a good one, you know?
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah.
I will gladly be amongst the company of Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes.
Oh, yeah.
A week. I love it.
I love Jason.
All right, so you're coming back to see us soon, and we're going to catch up and do a recap on this new sibling situation and living in the house, and we'll probably catch up in a year. I mean, obviously, you and I are going to hang out a lot more in the next year, but what I'm saying is you're going to come back on the podcast in about a year, and we'll catch up on that situation and get more coaching skills from you, EJ. That's awesome. You are so brilliant and articulate. I'm partial and biased, obviously, but you spoke so well about, you know, being the kiddo of divorced parents and advice for your friends and how you're adjusting so well to this new situation. You are just a resilient little dude, and I love it.
I'm not little.
Well, you know what I mean. Always be kind of little to me. I love you, Betty. Can't wait to have you back on.
Love you too, Mama.
Thanks for listening to Dating, Divorced, and Downright Weird. Our executive producer and host is me, Michelle. Producer and editor is Bo Wheeler. Digital marketing handled by Kylina Kaler. Our theme music is by No Thank You John. Thanks for listening, folks, and keep it weird. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you think you might be feeling depressed, stressed, anxious, overwhelmed, or like me, all of the above, BetterHelp is here to help. BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you. Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience. Also, you can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime. Special offer to Dating, Divorced, and Downright Weird listeners: get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/DDDweird. That's betterhelp.com/DDDweird. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring Dating, Divorced, and Downright Weird.